Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Aynel, do you know what the best feeling in the world is?
Ooh, is it, you know, when you finally beat a boss after messing up loads of times?
I mean, that's a good one.
Oh, actually, you know when you unlock a new skin in a game without having to buy it?
Yeah, solid.
Yeah, that's good. Oh, actually, what about when you blue shell someone last second and then you win the race?
I mean, they are all good options.
Well, it's not one of them.
It's not one of them. They're good options, but I think it's when you've got your new game loaded up, you are ready to go, you're getting locked in, but you've got a chocolatey friend.
Hey, now we're talking,
absolutely,
bro.
They are there, ready to give you a little power up, a little energy boost before you get going.
Especially if it's a lovely milk chocolate slab between two crisp biscuits.
You know the one, Aynel. It makes the world's most satisfying snap when you bite into it. It's got to be a pick-upper.
Pick-up. Oh, yeah. Oh, are you going for the OG pickup? You know the one with the blue box?
Yeah, this blue box.
That blue box?
Yeah, this is really good. I mean, I'm also dabbling with the salted caramel as well.
Okay.
There are loads of different flavors out there. Whichever one you go for, there is no better snack for when you're getting ready to get into a big gameplay session, about to pick up your controller and get into it.
Yeah, and they're super easy to eat as well. No chocolatey fingers over the controllers. Nah. And that's thanks to the two crisp biscuits hugging the chocolatey slab.
Nobody wants chocolate marks on their controllers, do they? Absolutely not. You can find out more by just searching for Pick Up on your phone.
Pick Up and Go.
Hello and welcome to a very exciting episode of Press X to continue, because as we record this, it is the 25th of November 2025, and that means that tomorrow is the anniversary of the return of Press X to continue. We have been waffling on now, can you believe it, about games for a whole year independently. So thank you very much, firstly, to everybody who is part of the Continue Club. Thank you if you call yourself an XC Beast. We are going to celebrate together, myself, Stefan Powell, and the actor, streamer, and our own good egg, Aynel Tomlinson. Here just to... It's just going to be a... This is a bit of a self-indulgent episode, Aynel, isn't it?
Yeah, I even bought a soundboard with me. I'm like, got the... Amazing!
Now, I'm enjoying it, but sadly, I can't hear it at the moment, but I'm hoping...
Can
everybody else hear it?
Never mind then.
I think that's what's going to roll with this episode. Also, to let you know, as regular listeners, as members of the Continue Club or an XCB Snow, I've just moved house, and so I'm currently in a meeting room around the corner, and so it sounds like I'm in a cave. But I know we move, you know, we're doing our best. We're celebrating.
We do what we can.
We're celebrating our first birthday as we celebrated our first ever episode a year ago today. I still can't quite believe it, to be fair. I've got us a card.
Ah, birthday time. Woohoo!
It's a Mario card, everyone, just in case you didn't realise. Should I write us a card during the course of this?
Yeah, sure.
Is it odd to write yourself a card?
No. You've got to celebrate your own wins, right? I always say you've got to be your own number one cheerleaders and everybody else can follow after that.
Ma-ma-ma-ma!
Okay.
Amazing!
Oh, and I got my sounds back. It's the birthday celebration.
Yeah, good. Yeah, it's exciting. I mean, you're standing up. You've got energy. I'm sort of partly whispering because there are people trying to do
I've
work over
Stefan
there.
I've got for the pod. I've got a standing desk. Look, there's a chair right there for the people watching.
He doesn't need it.
There's a chair there. I ain't sitting on it.
His lower back's good. He doesn't need it.
Nah, don't need
He's
it.
He's a picture of health.
Yeah. Standing, but it just means I'm shuffling backwards and forwards a little bit. That's the only thing.
Also, I bet you haven't got your heating sorted up in there yet, have you?
No, I haven't. Cold. That's why I'm standing up and moving. Yeah.
You're freezing. So look, I'm going to write this birthday card to us before we finish this episode. But before we get into it, also genuinely, not only thanks to everybody who's listened and listens, everybody who contributes to the Discord, who sends us unpopular opinions, who criticizes my, you know, frankly, I think probably a world record of completing Time Crisis 2 for a pound. All of you who have been part of this journey, we are loving it so much. Thank you very much. And also, Ainel, a big shout out to people behind the scenes that people don't see, everybody who makes Press X tick. We'd be stuck without you. It'd just be me and you talking to each other in a vacuum, Ainel, wouldn't it?
So indeed. There's really a lot of people grateful. Working hard behind the scenes. And also, I appreciate the people like that come up to us as well. Like, there's a bunch of people that are like I bump into like out and about at different events or just going about my day-to-day. People saying they listen to the pod. I'm like, oh, snap. It's nice. It's always nice when someone comes up to you and they say they listen to the pod because it's like, it's great, we've got the awesome Discord community and the people like they like comment on our socials and things. But when you meet them in person, it just hits a little different.
It does. I love the people who say to me, look, really, I want to be an XC Beast, but I just don't want to say it publicly. And I'm like, I know.
How is that right? Loads of them, is it?
Loads of them. So look, a big shout out to Owen, to David, to Matt, to Cammy, to Mel and to Mike as well, the Press X team that make the whole thing happen. We'd be stuck without you, so thank you very much for putting up with us waffling every week. We're loving it, so thank you very much to everybody. And of course, a big thanks to Pickup, because Press X is proudly sponsored by Pickup. It is a chocolate biscuit bar, or maybe it's a biscuit with chocolate or a chocolate with biscuits. We still don't really care because what we do care about is how good they taste and how much they help you release tension and make the most of unpredictable moments in gaming, isn't it? So we're chuffed to working with Pickup. They've been a big part of our journey this year as well. So we're loving that, aren't we, Ainel?
Mm-hmm. And I love how they're pocketable. I could just put them in the pocket and then when I need a little boost, just take it out. Yum.
Bang. It's there for you. Ready. Right. So basically, as you can tell, this is a bit of a car crash episode, but in the funnest way, because we're celebrating 1 year of doing this. We were sat together, Ainel, in that posh studio a year ago with Frankie.
I remember it very well because Frankie was going off.
Yeah. She was and has been for a year. And that made us think about some of our favourite unpopular opinions across the year, which is what we're going to talk about at the start of the pod. Because we've had some corkers, Ainel, haven't we?
Mm-hmm. There's been a few that have upset the internet, shall we say.
There's one where I still get notifications on my Instagram that someone somewhere is still commenting, just like perplexed, angry, frustrated. So we'll get on to that one. Have you got a favourite of the last 12 months, Ainel, that we can start with?
Yeah. Do you know what? A personal one of mine or a personal one of the pods?
Anyone. Anyone you want.
Oh, I really like Cassie's Mario one because that made that recontextualized like Mario in my... because I've always been like a lifelong Mario fan, and then the way she kind of retold the story of like Mario, Bowser and Peach, I'm like, hold on, yeah, she's right, you know, hold up.
Yeah, Peach has got agency, leave her alone. Mario, leave her be her own person.
Yeah, he's just messing up a relationship between her and Bowser.
So I mean that is such a, it's funny because my son Joseph has been getting into the Mario movie.
Oh, nice.
And so we've been listening to the Peaches song on the drive into his new school a lot. And so it has made me think of Cassie's Love Island take on the Mario Bowser Peaches love triangle. I've never seen someone so exercised, so angry.
Do you know what I like about like kids when they listen, when they find a song that they like? They constantly play it on repeat. And then
You like that, because as a parent, I really don't.
At first, I thought it was annoying. And then when I'm in the car and I have a and I find like a song I really like, I'm playing it on repeat constantly. Like 4, 5, 6 replays.
Yeah.
And I'm just like the kids.
You're just channeling your inner four-year-old. That's what you're doing, Anel. Yeah. So, yeah, big shout out to Cassie for that. What we're going to do, we'll hopefully just signpost you if you're new, because I always think about this. This episode will be someone's first episode. So a lot of this, this is self-indulgent, right? Usually we would like try and signpost things and be like, oh, listen, this is how you do this. This is why we talk about this. But today we're just leaning into it a little bit, but some of the unpopular opinions, they're all on our Instagram channel and on our TikTok. So go and watch some of the old ones.
And the great thing is, like, by listening to us here, you've got so much to go back on. Yeah. Look at that.
You've got so years much. Worth of stuff, which is really cool. So
I always enjoy that with like if I find a new podcast and I come in halfway through and they talk about lots of different things, you can always go back and that stuff is evergreen. And so you can like have a little listen, get involved in some of the chat. Because there's some people that like they listen to the pod that they've told me that they say, oh, I'm like 6 months behind, but they're catching up slowly in their own time. And I like that. That's nice.
No, exactly. So there's a lot of that going on, which is really cool. So, Cassie's Mario Rant is definitely one of the ones to memorable ones to remember. I have to talk about Daniel Krupa's take that stealth games are rubbish. And he basically said, you're waiting for gaps in the code and Metal Gear Solid is basically just Frogger. And because that is still popping off. I reckon daily. If I look at my Instagram now, I bet you someone's commented on it.
Is he wrong though? That's the thing. Is he wrong?
Well, I don't know. So Dan, big shout out to Dan Krupa. Or some other crackers we've had. Keza off of The Guardian, who's with us, and also she's just written a book about the Nintendo, which comes out really soon. She said you should never skip a cutscene.
Yes.
Never skip a cutscene, even if it's boring. Never cut it.
And also, I really like Joey's one where it needs a rewind button. We need a rewind.
Yeah.
Ever since he said that, I'm like, why don't we have that? Just press L2 or something and it rewinds like 30 seconds. That'll be so good.
In a world of second screens, why aren't we doing that? Because no one's like, who's got the attention span these days? Which is a problem that we should talk about maybe another time. But like, yeah, absolutely. So Joey's rewind button, that was really good. From our own collection, I liked, thinking back, you talked about how the games hit different. Hit better when you're playing on a sofa with a big screen, not just a desk and a monitor.
Oh, it does. If you've ever been to like a gaming event, right? Like a PR event or something, they always put you in they try to put you in the most optimal conditions possible to experience the game. And it's always, they either give you the really nice surround sound headphones to listen to, or they put you in a nice room, surround sound setup, subwoofers on, and you feel it, and it's like, oh, and you experience the game completely differently to if you're sitting at your computer on a desk playing with a mouse and keyboard and a 20-inch monitor. It's different. It's a completely different experience.
You know why I bring this up as well? Is because I'm just in the middle of, hence why I'm in this sort of random meeting room today, because I'm just trying to sort out my house because we just moved in. There's boxes everywhere. It's you know what it's like. You've just moved yourself. It's carnage.
Hey, there's still boxes. Oh, the boxes never leave.
Hey, look, I'm also impressed. We've done a year of this. You moved house. I've moved house. Like
we've been adulting.
The team behind the scenes, they've been adulting. They've been on like big holidays away. They've been doing stuff. Things have been going on. And we're still going. But I'm just setting up mine, and I'm gonna have. I've got my consoles in my office / studio or whatever, and I'll be playing my games on a monitor, and I'm thinking, ooh, I've just bought a shiny new telly. Should I actually
do it
because I'm lucky enough, I've got like two living spaces, so could have one of them could be like a gaming room, couldn't it?
Yeah, Oh, 100%. Listen.
I could. So this is not about
my
house.
We got two PS5s in our house, and one is dedicated to the living room. That's the PS5 living room one.
Because I could have, I don't have two PS5s, but I could just have the HDMI cable set up, and then I could move it.
Or you could just have, like, if you want to really get geeky about it, you can have like a internal house HDMI hub that everything plugs into that, and then you could broadcast whatever HDMI device to any screen in your house.
Oh my!
Come on,
goodness!
Play anywhere.
You have just blown my tiny mind.
I sound like Xbox. Play anywhere, play anything. Everything's an Xbox.
Everything's a HDMI port. Right, okay.
Yeah, no, what you can do. The best time to do it is now, when you've just moved in and the house is just empty, so you don't have to work around things, and you can make holes in walls if you need to make holes in walls.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
It's all about running cables everywhere. That's all.
Yeah, I know. Cable management, man. Cable
management. But if you run it behind the walls of the house, it's nice and tidy.
It is. Yeah, it is nice and tidy. I mean, lots to think about. Maybe we'll do that as a different episode, actually. My new house.
Yeah, let us know, the press X's, actually, in the Discord and the socials. Who's got a nice setup with like all the wires and things like that all sorted in the cable management? Because I'll be intrigued to know.
Yeah, share with me. Save me, please, because I'm droning a little bit. What did you make of my one, which I still stand by and I still get exercised about? I don't like cross-playing games.
Oh, listen, I'm still a big fan. Still big fan. Any game where you can play against PC people against console is always unfair. It's always unfair. How can you turn around 180 degrees in half a second while I'm holding right on the right stick? I'm still turning. It's not fair.
Still turning. Okay, now I've turned. I'm dead. Okay, great. Start again.
That level of precision is makes it not fun for anyone on console.
Yeah. So a couple of other honourable mentions. Shay, her shout that the vast majority of video game adaptation TV shows suck and shouldn't be made. I think percentage-wise, Shay's right. But recently, I just feel like that trend's starting to shift. Like, The Last of Us is good. Fallout is good.
There's some... I think we've been spoiled in the last, like, 4 years where video game adaptations of, like, just... Zoop, for some reason, the people behind the showrunners now understand what the gamers want and what stories they can take from the video game that can translate well into the TV visuals. Like, favorite of mine from this year was Cyberpunk 2077. That the animated series, fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good, isn't it?
It made me want to jump straight back into the game, and that's kind of what you want from one of these things. Is you want that transmedia kind of thing. You want to kind of experience one thing and make you want to experience the other.
Yeah, no, I don't know if I agree with Shay there, but it's good. It's good fighting talk. It's good in a popular opinion.
Yeah.
Glenn told us that Pet the Dog can F off, which is really good. So loads of them. So look, let us know in the comments below. Get involved in the Discord. What has been your favorite unpopular opinion? Do you want us to carry on with unpopular opinions for 2026? Do you want us to open the podcast maybe with a new question now that we've done 12 months of that? Maybe we should have a pause on the unpopular opinions, come back to them. Let us know. We like hearing from you guys. What do you want from us? We're happy to tweak and play things. We're learning as we go, aren't we, Ainel? And I think, it's not perfect by any stretch of the imagination. So things you like, let us know. Things you want us to do different, also let us know. So I want you to give a quick thumbs up or thumbs down. Have you got a sound effect that could work actually for yes or no here?
Not very quickly.
Or you could do. You're a voice actor, Ainel. You can do it with your vocal chords. I want you to give us a yes or a no for some of the Discord members' unpopular opinions. Are you on board with them or not? All right.
All right.
So let's start with this one. Nat has been said, I'm tired of JRPGs with mainly young... Yeah, I love this one. This one was great. With only young characters where anyone in their 30s plus is a grizzled old guy. I want no main characters in their 30s, 40s.
Yes. Always. I don't know what. Why are they like gray as if they're just about to pass away? And it's like, hold on. Are they like 33?
Life starts at 40, okay, right? I'm not 40.
I never know. Do you know what it is? I never noticed when I was younger. Like, all these protagonists like were always like my age. They were like 10, 11, 12 when I was like a kid.
Yeah.
Like, you always play these young protagonists and things. And everybody you interacted with, yeah, they were old, old. And then I was like, hold on. Why?
Sort it out. Very good, not to be like that one. David said, actually... This one's I actually quite like playing the adverts in mobile games.
No.
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 No. No. Hexana said, racing games are too fast.
Racing games are
too fast. Yeah, no, I agree. The faster the better. Faster Nerdizoid, better. I shouldn't be able to roll a 10 on a six-sided dice in Mario Party.
Yes!
Rob, I'd like to see big game creators tackle the ongoing issue of NPCs walking at the same pace as the other character on follow missions. Walk with me, speed up or slow down.
Oh, I'm in between on this.
Yeah, we were just tough. Between. This was a tough one. I don't know what to say.
Because I understand why the game developers do it. And so that's why I'm like, I understand.
Yeah, it's a tough one. So we're not giving you an answer there. Sorry, Rob. Paper Hat Pirate, first-person games with character creation can get in the bin. Why am I spending an hour creating a character to never be able to see them in the real world?
No!
Oh,
part of the fun!
No.
It's part of the fun making characters that you never get to see.
And Frankie was talking about this a couple of weeks ago, saying that she spends too long on character creation. So I think there's work to be done there. So you're right. This one, I couldn't agree with more, Sucre Papa. I wish it was I would have given it as an unpopular opinion if you didn't get there before me. Said, I think every game should have a journal or a log of the story up to that point. So if I do the dreaded skip the cutscene by mistake, or if I go have a gap and come back to it, it's really easy to find out what the story so far is. It helps with long absences from the game.
Yes,
absolutely.
Death Stranding 2 does that very well. Even though like it wasn't my favorite game of this year, it does that so well. Every time you turn the game on, it says, what was you doing last time? Perfect.
Yeah, very good. Cammy said that the best sports games are tennis, golf and baseball games. I like tennis games. I like golf games. Don't like baseball games, but I don't know.
Are we excluding racing games from this?
Well, sorry, Cammy.
No.
Cammy, I think, is currently still lost in a void of GTA 6 as well. I don't know where he currently is on his journey to try and figure out what's going on.
I don't think he's coming out for a few years.
I think it's just got the better of him. It's got the better of him. Johnny VR, fights in video games where you're supposed to lose for story purposes leave a bitter aftertaste.
Yes, I hate that. I hate when games do that, man. Yeah. It's like, don't make me win and then lose in the cutscene. Just make me lose then. It's like, what?
Just find another way. Find another way of telling that, doing that story beat. And then producer David, there is nothing wrong with peeking at your opponent's screen to get their position in split-screen multiplayer.
Yeah, it's all part of it. It's all part of it. Yes!
As long as you can sleep at night, producer Dave, that's the main thing, isn't it? You know, that's on you. So
the thing is, you can't police it. You can't police it.
Yeah, because how do you know you're looking? How do you know?
That's what I'm saying. You can't police it. So it's like...
You don't know.
It's part of the experience.
So look... We've loved and still love all your unpopular opinions. So keep them coming. But like I said, if you've got something else you want us to be talking about at the start of the pods, if you've got another idea for us or something you want to see us do, then shoot some suggestions in the Discord. We're open to trying some new things, tweaking it, whatever. Let us know. Or if you just want to stick with a tried and tested winning formula of the unpopular opinions, then just let us know. Okay, we are actually having some trivia this episode.
Ooh.
Even though it's a bit loosey-goosey today,
doesn't mean we can get bonus points because it's a birthday episode.
This should score for double.
It should, shouldn't
this
it?
This should score. You know what? Executive decision. This is scoring for double.
There we go.
And I want to know, obviously, because we've got the new leaderboard system as well.
Is this going to mess up the system, like the algorithm? Put adding double points.
Oh gosh, yeah, that's probably
score multipliers.
That's probably going to mess up.
Does it allow for like score multipliers to go on?
Well, does it mess up the algorithm? I didn't think about the algorithm. Well, you know what? Let's do it. Double points, okay? So because we can, it's our podcast, I know.
Yeah, we can figure out the algorithm later.
Yeah, the algorithms the lads in the Discord, they're bright. They can figure it out, right? Also, we can't see the questions, so we're taking back what little control we can.
Nice.
Isn't it? Double points.
Yeah, double.
But now we've got to get the question right, which is obviously a challenge. So here we go. You are in second place, to be fair.
Is it?
So in the unadjusted, in the unadjusted rank, we are 10th and 11th, respectively.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
But if we add the PressX multiplier, algorithm, yeah. then I'm in third, sorry, and you're in fourth.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Sorry.
You're third and fourth, and then Akeza McDonald is number one, and Benedict Townsend is number two.
That's it.
So we're doing pretty good. Okay. The question is this week, and it comes from Mongoose in the Discord. So thank you very much, Mongoose, for the question. It's a really good one. Thank you. If you want to submit trivia questions, by the way, then you can do that in the Discord. There's a secret channel you can go and do that for. The question is this. How many different styles of case did games for the original PlayStation 1 come in during the console's lifetime in North America?
In North America?
Yeah. Different styles of case. Did games come from? Not the PlayStation itself. The games come from.
Excluding... the PAL and the Japanese ones, yeah?
Yeah, okay. Just North America. So I remember Platinum games, so that's two. You'd get the your normal one, then it would go Platinum, wouldn't it?
No, but that was us. That was PAL regions.
Oh, right.
I don't think they had Platinum. I think they had something else.
It's a tough question. It's a tough question. It's tricky.
Yeah, that's... Oh, North America. Oh, come on. We didn't even live there.
I think we're just going to be plucking numbers at... We're just plucking numbers. I'm going to go like, I don't know.
That's a tricky one.
Oh, but okay.
I feel like they had tall ones at one point and then they went down to normal size CD.
So I think you've got, the normal one, and then they would have a version of Platinum, even if it didn't call it the same. There would be like a cheap version that would come in.
Yeah, but the case was the same though, right?
No, the case was different, I think. And then
the innards were different. No,
then I'd have it. Then there was a thin case, wasn't there? Where it would come without.
There was definitely a book size.
Then there's a big one, so that's
DVD
four.
Case. Why am I thinking Japan?
Anyway, it's a tricky question. We will bring you the answer at the end of the podcast and see if we can get double points.
Yeah, we've got some American listeners pulling their hair out right now.
Yeah, I know. Dude,
you fools,
dude. They'd be saying that. That's my American accent. That's my American accent.
Do it again, do it again.
Dude. Come on, dude. Hey, look, you better watch yourself, mate. I'm coming for you.
Hey, listen.
You're a voiceover, can you? I'm coming for you.
Forget AI. It's Stefan Powell.
So look, we can have a guess at the end of the point. Double points on offer you. So we'll see if we can get it right. Okay, so we asked in the Discord for some of our Discord members as highlights of the year. So some of the listeners that love being in our community there, people have a chat about the latest news and stuff. I mean, there's some big news happened recently that we haven't had a chance to get around to yet because of boring life things. We will get on to talk about that next week. A certain video game about called Grand Theft something is one of those topics we'll get on to talk
about.
But there's loads of chat going on in the Discord all the time. So if you're listening and you're seeing us on social, but you're not in there yet, then what are you doing? Get in the Discord. There's a little link in loads of places. Link in our like Instagram page or TikTok page. Link underneath this. And this episode on YouTube and on Spotify and stuff. So find us, get in the Discord, be part of the conversation. Hear what some of our members, our XC Beasts, our Continue Clubbers, some of their highlights of the last year, Einel. Chappers really liked that his suggestion of an XC Council is now embedded into the podcast, into the community. Oh. We convene the XC Council, Chappers. That's all your work, my friend.
And you know what, Chappers? My partner bought me a gavel as well. There we go. Yeah, yeah.
Have we finally got a gavel?
We got a gavel. We got a gavel. Well, it's in the house.
Not, it's not in the studio.
It's not in the studio. You know, because I'm still doing stuff in here. It's still work in progress.
Eventually, but the gavel
has been purchased.
We have a purchased gavel, Chappers. Can you believe that? And in fact, one of the other things that someone mentioned here was the fact that we still don't have a gavel for the video.
We do now.
So that's very good. Blue Boo's highlight is the playlist. Thank you very much for considering all my suggestions for the Spotify playlist. It's a good listen. It's a good listen, isn't it, Blue Boo? I know we've parked the playlist a little bit. I know I've threatened and I've promised to reopen the playlist a few times. Haven't got round to that.
You've been like abusing your power with the playlist, I think.
You know what? I think what we're going to do is, I'm going to call that disc one of the disc playlist.
We should do like ones where one disc is contributions from guests on the show.
Yeah.
And then another disc could be a Discord contributions disc. And then anyone who's in the Discord can add stuff to
it. That's a good idea, because we've had so many suggestions that haven't been given, I'll be honest, haven't been given proper consideration, right? And so I apologize. There's going to be a Spotify playlist update probably in the new year. We've got lots of Christmas stuff coming up probably. In the new year, there'll be version 2 of the playlist coming up. So keep those coming.
And no doubt over the Christmas holidays, a lot of people are going to be hearing some fantastic tunes in the games that they play.
Of course.
They're going to want it to go into the next season.
Absolutely. Woogly's highlight is realizing that we were getting questions and content from the Discord, then having responses to things in there. Also hearing my name on the podcast. Well, Woogly, it's lovely that you're being such an active part of the community. We love it. And yeah, you're right. It's such a nice little community we're building there in the Discord. So it's great to see people chatting and stuff. It's wicked.
Demi, I bumped into Woogly in real life as well.
Oh, look at that.
At a gaming event. Yeah.
Fantastic. Love that. Mm. So cool. Obviously, a big highlight for me this year is when we got to do our live show earlier on. So big shout out to Tracy, by the way, who... I mean, goodness me, what an oversight. We didn't talk about Tracy at the top of the podcast. We've got to put Tracy in the crew as well. We wouldn't be here without Tracy. So, helped us sort out that live episode and stuff. So we loved that. So fingers crossed, maybe we'll get a chance to do more of that,
that was really fun
as well. So that is a big... Tracy, I'm going to send you some more cocktail-making sets as an apology for missing you out at the top there. Demi, Team Shelf or Team Fridge for the chocolate was a big highlight for them. Gav's Unhinged Red Dead Redemption. Story as well. I do worry about Gav Murphy actually when he tells that story. Producer Owen is a big fan of Cassie Mario as a creep, that tirade we've already mentioned.
Same.
And then Ippy, I mean, Elle's naming me as the Karen of the XC Council. I don't think I agree with you, Ippy. Actually, I don't like that one. I didn't like that one at all. It was awful.
That's like one of the one times that me and Elle's like agreed with each other. I was like, yeah.
Not having it. Andrew Coulson, you know, when we played Mario Kart as a group that time, we're going to try and do more of that in the new year as well, and possibly in the lead up to Christmas.
That was super fun, man.
I'm not apologising for the red shells, Andrew. You know, that's the.
There was some really aggressive racing.
It was aggressive racing. I would like also to share a thought, to be slightly selfish for a second, for my football manager aliases. So Maurice Silverwood, MBE, Alan Hudson, you know, big shout out to the lads. Over Christmas, I think I might get Football Manager 26, which I know is splitting opinion.
I think a lot of people are enjoying it, though.
Yeah, a lot of people.
Since you missed the year, right?
Yeah, exactly. So they might be coming back. Remember me trying to smash that Doom skull we got, that big chocolate skull? That thing was made out of concrete.
To be fair, I was eating that for weeks. After. It was been in the fridge and it was just, it's like, do you want some chocolate? Yeah, go on then.
I started writing.
That lasted a long time.
Make that chocolate started make me hungry, so I started writing the card instead. Okay, let's have a little biscuit break then. A Press X biscuit break brought to you by Pickup.
Yes, that's right. This is the part of the podcast where we take a moment to re-energize before going in again. We're going to discuss games that you could play while taking 5 minutes out. You know, get yourself back on track. Give yourself a little boost before taking on the world once more. Something you can enjoy, you know, in little bite size, just like a snack, innit? So, Stefan, you've got a choice this week. What's your choice of game?
I have. We just mentioned it about something I'm going to play over Christmas, but I think also a really good version of Football Manager is the mobile version. You can play it on your phone. It's on Apple Arcade. Mm-hmm. And it's a classic title. And I think the mobile version has really improved over the last few years as well. So many people playing it. I can remember if I had a long flight before, this was pre my Nintendo Switch days. If I had a long flight, I would download Football Manager on my mobile and I would have a little notepad. And that would be me set for the flight, right? What is a better way of having a break from reality, having a little time out from the world than trying to get Newport County to the Premier League? You tell me. Or saving Wolverhampton Wanderers from administration relegation, okay? Is that the details on that are amazing. The level of escapism is fantastic. It's the only game that has made admin fun, in my opinion. I think it's a wicked way.
My question to you is, does it have music? Because I know Football Manager games just, they don't include music at all. They're just like, no.
I used to have a little audiobook on, so I would like be listening to one thing, playing on another. It was great. So Football Manager Mobile, have a little go of that. Get it on your phone, have a little biscuit break with nice. That. Yeah, and I think it's great. So that's my shout for this week. We will be back next week with another Press X biscuit break, which is, of course, brought to you by Pickup. Okay, right then, Einel, shall we have a little review? Because I know we're sort of, you know, just sort of dancing through our year here today, but I think it would be nice to have a little review of something. What do you think?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to review something.
What have you been playing, Stefan?
Well, I'm going to review a game, Einel, called Time Crisis 2. It is a 1997 light gun shooter game where you could play it in an arcade. It was, you know, you basically use a fake gun to play it. Everybody knows what Time Crisis 2 is. It was made by Namco, as the title cunningly alludes to. It's the second game in the series, Time Crisis 2. Basically, you put your foot on the little pedal to shoot. You put your foot off the pedal and you duck for cover. And then you do that and you go through basically a 90s Hollywood action blockbuster. Keith Martin and Robert Baxter, two of the dullest names.
let's pick some names.
Keith and Rob, the secret agents.
Of course it's Keith.
Big Keith, the secret agent.
Big Keith. Of course he's a secret agent.
And the baddie, I think, was called something like Diaz or something like classic. Anyway, so you're stopping this baddie taking over the world. And just there's amazing action sequences on it. There's the level on the speedboat. There's the level on the train.
The
opening sequence as you pop out of this apartment into like a sort of French street with like dining chairs and tables around. It's really atmospheric and it really stakes in your mind. It's a really exhilarating game. The movement is fun. You don't have to dodge and weave, but the best Time Crisis 2 players, they will bob and weave as well, just to get into the mode of it, you know?
Do you know what I like best about it was, it was the first video game I remember experiencing in the arcade where it had two screens with two different viewpoints.
Yeah.
Each player had their own screen and they were going through the level like from different perspectives. It's the first time I saw it. Mind blowing.
Blew my mind. Because Time Crisis 1 was a single player. This, you know, a couple of additions to this one was just sort of more depth in terms of the types of baddies you were facing, but also is mainly the addition of the co-op two-player thing that made the difference. You had the blue gun and the pink gun and it was all great. Brilliant. You know, I love it in a good 90s Hollywood action film when the baddie falls to his death at the end. There's a really good, really sort of very well done closing sequence where the baddie dies in a way that is, you know, befitting a baddie trying to take over the world, you know? Like, it's really good. Like, it really captures an essence of the time. And it's a classic for a reason. Also, fans of the minigun, It's good for you. I know Dave Jewett, we've had on the podcast, there's a whole podcast about different weapons and games. He's clearly going to be a fan of this one. 15 levels across three sections. It's just a classic. Time Crisis 2, as good as it gets for the light gun shooter, in my opinion. And so there we have it. I'd say it's a must play if you're a fan of shooting games, Einel, you know?
Yeah, indeed. I mean, and we've had a bunch of comments actually about your Time Crisis 2 exploits.
Okay, all right, right. But I hear them. I hear them. Before we get on them, just so let me tell you, because if you listen to this, you're thinking, you know what? And I want to complete Time Crisis 2 for a pound, like some legends do. And you want to get hold of this, right? You want to buy it. It's got a Metacritic score of 81 to give you some sort of context. I think that's too low. I think it should be much higher than that because this is like a
this is a
bastion of the shooting genre. Well,
which version
know?
Did they is the Metacritic or the reviewer?
I think it's the PlayStation version. I mean,
the PlayStation
with character names like Keith Martin and Robert Baxter. It should be like 95 out of 100, Rob? Right? Keith and Rob.
I don't know any secret agents ever called Keith and Rob.
Keith and Rob. Right, so it's Metacritic score of 81. Now, you can buy it if you fancy Time Crisis 2, if you want to join me on the Time Crisis 2 journey, if you missed it first time around, you want to get involved, or maybe actually you're probably too young for the original because it came out in 97. You can buy it for a tenner on Amazon if you can play it on a PS2. If you still got a PS2, you can get it for a tenner. Or you can buy a refurbished arcade machine for £3,250. So it's entirely up to you, really, which one of those two options you want to go for.
Nice. You know what? If I was ever to own an arcade, it would definitely be
Time Crisis 2. And then you can try and complete it for a pound. Right, while you slander me, I'm going to finish writing this card.
Well, according to, here's a bunch of some of the comments that we've had from people that have encountered Stefan's brag about him completing Time Crisis 2.
Again, if this is your first podcast, I completed Time Crisis. I spent £1 on Aberystwyth Pier and I completed the game. So therefore, I completed Time Crisis 2 for a pound. Einel, carry on.
So we had E2W2J says, bro, I visited Aberystwyth Uni twice. Why am I seeing this? Question mark. The algorithm is working hard over there. Paul says, I'm just a dad in the toilet, quietly losing my mind with laughter because there's no way I can explain why this is hilarious if anyone heard me. Angel Boy Girlface says, I played Time Crisis 2 on a ferry. I did not finish it. I don't think anyone did finish this game.
It's hard. It's hard. You've got to be skilled. You've got to be like one of the top 1% of players.
Playing for Pam, yeah?
Yeah.
Drag says, I remember playing on that machine with my dad as a kid back in 1998 or 1999. I don't think we ever beat the final stage, though. So is this particular cabinet like legendary compared to...
maybe it was easier. I don't know.
It was level, modded.
Because, if you got to the level with the trees, you know you'd gone far. But then there's the final level, which is in this sort of weird, like, sort of science compounds, like a bit reminiscent of like a Metal Gear place. So to get there was like incredible.
No, I think if you got past the train, then you're doing very well.
Yeah.
Nunkfish says, it was 50p a play in around 2010. So hold on. In around 2010, it was 50p a play. So hold on, if you play for a pound, he could have got two games there, Stefan played it way before then.
Hey, look, I think it was 2010.
You played it in the 90s, right?
I played it originally in 97, but I completed it for a pound in 2008, 2009.
Uh-huh, so, and how much a play?
Hey, not important. The fact of the matter of this, I had one English pound. I put the English pound in the machine.
Okay.
I completed Time Crisis 2 for said amount.
And how many credits did it give you?
The big question from today's show, this is the time when our producers scheme behind our back and they come up with a question based on what we've been chatting about. The question is this, Aina, this week. We've just received a birthday message from Sir Maurice Silverwood, MBE.
Oh.
What's in the birthday message and who's on the front of the card?
Well, Sir Morris would definitely be on
in his suit.
it's like a PR thing. He probably sends it out to everybody when it's everyone's birthdays. 100%. It would say, congratulations for...
Sorry, I dropped my phone.
Congratulations for not being relegated would be... would
you
be
did
a thing.
It. Yeah.
You've done it. You've been promoted to Division One.
Yeah. Although I also think the Samora Silvor is secretly a big fan of Frogger. And given how, Frogger is now legendary in Press X lore because of that unpopular opinion, I wonder whether actually it's just a picture of Frogger on the front.
It's Which division did Sir Morris start off in?
We always start in, you start unemployed and then you take a job. Usually you get a job in League Two and then you work your way up from there. So, you know, he's been across the leagues. He's done it all.
Yeah, he's been about.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, 2 seconds. So, yeah, very good. So there we are. That's Sir Morris Silverwood's card. We should actually mock that up, shouldn't we?
I'd actually like to see like a picture of him. We might have to do get someone to design like a picture of Sir Morris.
I think one day Sir Morris might show up in real life, you know? And I'm not going to say any more than that. I'm not going to say any more than that.
Hold on, you just like waiting generations to cosplay as this guy.
I'm not saying any more than that, but I'm just dropping that little tidbit in there for you, okay? You know, if only we had like a...
He definitely wears a trench coat, innit?
100%. If only we had like a, you know, up-and-coming... First
or is he class. like an Arsene Wenger and just look massive puffer jackets?
We just need to have like sort of, you know, like a genius TV director in the Press X crew who can and a willing actor, and then maybe there's life in it. Who knows? We will come back to it. Well, listen, we've had such a joyful time reminiscing with you today. It's been lovely, I know, listening back. Before we finish, we have got our trivia question to see if we've got the answer. Double points. The question is, how many different styles did the case for PlayStation 1 games coming? How many different styles of case did PlayStation 1 games in? You're saying three. I'm saying five. A thin one, original one, a thin one, a big one, like a cheap one, and like a special edition one. I'm saying five. And the answer is six.
Was it six?
Six.
Hold on, did you not say six before?
You're right at the start, though, not now.
Oh, why did you change it?
Because I'm an idiot.
Six.
Double points.
Oh, I guess it's because some of those games had like multi-discs in it. I forgot about that.
The classic plastic case is one. A taller, thicker plastic case that you were talking about.
Yeah.
A tall plastic case with a corrugated side.
Oh my God.
A cardboard version.
I thought that was the Japan.
A regular CD size case and a double CD case.
Double C, yeah. I forgot about those multi-disc games. Metal Gear, how could I forget?
And there's a video apparently by TNV Gaming. There's a video by TNV Gaming. If you want to watch them all be shown off.
Hold on, does that mean we lose double points?
No, we don't lose double points. No.
Oh, okay, cool.
So we don't, nothing changes. We stay third and fourth. Boom.
That was a tough question. Why did they have so many? What the hell?
It's America, isn't it? They just love it, don't they?
Just look at the branding was all over the place.
You wouldn't have that. It's all streamlined now, isn't it? You wouldn't have it now.
Corrugated cardboard and all of this. It's like, what?
Come on. Great question, though. Good question. Thank you very much. Keep them coming in the Discord, please.
Yeah, thank you, Mongoose. Thank you.
Well, that's it for this episode of Press X to Continue. Thank you very much for being with us, not just today, but for the past 12 months. Like we said at the top, it's been brilliant rebooting, respawning the channel. We are having a lovely time getting together, talking about games, talking about the fun stuff, talking about the serious stuff at times, and just having a little space we come together and talk about it. Because genuinely, I love video gaming, and a lot of my life now, games don't fit in much at the moment. So without this, I don't know if I'd still...
Oh, 100%.
Still be in it, you know?
I'm with you. I like, this is the only like a regular opportunity I really have to kind of talk about games with my peers of like a similar age, and the audience is also of like a similar age as us as well. And like, and it's great because when we reminisce on the podcast, they reminisce as well. Yeah. And it's great. And it's like, oh, nice. It's like, it's even though we're not like a, it's not like a super kind of technical podcast talking about the intricacies of like the gaming consoles and PCs and things. The fact that we can just like chit chat about video games, the games that we're playing, stuff that's happening in and around the industry. I loved it. I love being able to do that.
Yeah.
Love that.
It's been a joy, and we're hoping to keep going as long as we can. So thank you very much to everybody who's supporting us. We're really loving it. And thanks again to all the team, you know, to Mel, to Mike, Owen, Dave, Matt, Tracy, everybody that's helped put it together, to the team of Pickup that have been supporting us, to Cammy as well. You know, we put him through the ringer with those press with those GTA updates, didn't we? Poor Cammy.
He did.
Yeah. The developers of Rockstar did.
Yes.
So it's been a joy. And so we're going to finish this anniversary celebration, self-indulgent episode with some wise words from Chappers in the Discord, who said, "May your controllers never need to be charged. May your cartridges never need to be blown. May your patches always be downloaded. It's been unreal. Keep her lit, Press X team. We will try our best, Chappers. Thank you very much. Amen to that.
Yeah, bravo. Amen. Hey, that might need to be the Press X motto.
We need a motto. It's the Exy Beast. It's the Exy. Oh, we figured it out. Is it
May
a motto?
May your patches always be downloaded.
Yeah. And so I've written us a little card as well. It says, to Team Press X. I'm writing it to myself. It's a bit odd. To Team Press X, Penblwydd Hapus. That's Welsh for happy birthday. To Ainel Owen, David, Matt, Mel, Mike, Tracy, all of the guests and the community, we made it. That's what it says.
Hey.
So we'll see you next Tuesday for more fun. We've got some lovely guests on. We will talk about the GTA stuff. We'll review some games, and we will see you very soon. Take care, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Happy birthday.
Ma-ma-ma-ma.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.